It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
I'm Kate Lee Mills with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Ashley, isn't there something special about today that you wanted to highlight?
Yes, today is National College Colors Day. I have on my green and gold. I hope you have on your favorite school colors. It's an appropriate way to kick off the first Baylor football weekend. The return of football is just one of many, many events this week in Waco.
It's also Labor Day weekend, so what are some of the events people should look into?
Labor Day weekend in Central Texas means West Fest. In case you are not familiar, this is a huge annual festival celebrating all things Czech. It takes place right down the road in West Texas. It kicks off today and runs through Sunday. West Fest features all kinds of live music, including but not limited to all varieties of polka and the beloved chicken dance. There's also plenty of authentic food and beverages and nonstop family-oriented activities.
And just to be clear, it is West, Texas.
Correct. Good. We're learning.
Yep. Check out all the schedules, ticket prices, and other details at westfest.com.
Monday is another annual tradition, the Labor Day Sorghum Festival at Homestead Heritage. This is a free festival celebrating the process of making sweet sorghum syrup. Head out to Homestead Heritage to watch the process and enjoy samples of syrup on some homemade cornbread.
The event will also feature horse-drawn hay rides, fresh cranked ice cream, handcrafted items, and activities for children and special music.
Besides all the Labor Day celebrations, we have several ways you can contribute to the community this week. If you love children, you might want to consider becoming a foster parent. Arrow Child and Family Ministries invites you to an interest meeting tonight to learn more about that process. There just aren't enough foster homes for all the kids who are being rescued from abuse and neglect, and the folks at Arrow would love to share with you how you can make a huge difference in a young life.
The meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Chick-fil-A on Franklin.
The Cattleya Foundation of Hope is an organization of individuals who have survived cancer and who now devote their time and energy to provide support for people who are undergoing cancer treatments. They are holding their annual Celebration of Life event and fundraiser tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the Lee Lockwood Museum on Waco Drive.
The guest speaker will be Pastor Ruby Minnett. Tickets are $30.
The first ever Seasons of Style fashion show presented by Another Season Consignments and Hidden Treasures by Caritas takes place Thursday at the venue in Woodway. Lunch, shopping, and a raffle will begin at 11:15 a.m., with the fashion show starting at noon. Tickets are $40. Funds will enable Caritas Thrift Store to offer clothing and furniture vouchers to those in need, as well as support other client services programs.
For tickets and more information, visit the Caritas website.
And several more ways to have fun and maybe learn a few things throughout the week. Tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m., the Waco Native American Style Flute Circle will be meeting at the Art Forum of Waco. All levels of expertise are welcome, from beginners to advanced. The event is free. An open mic will be available for anyone who wants to bring their Native American or world flute and play for the group.
The Art Forum of Waco is located at 1826 Morrow Drive.
Tomorrow evening, enjoy a night of comedy at the Hippodrome. Keep Waco Loud presents a stand-up comedy battle. This free event will feature 8 of Central Texas' funniest comedians who will battle it out for the biggest laughs. The audience decides the winner. The show starts at 9 p.m. Do you have the urge to perform? If so, local theater troupe Insight Waco invites you to audition for their upcoming performances. You can read for Music, Magic, and Murder, the second of their Shakespeare Studio productions, or for their December production of the second Shepherd's Play, or for both. Actors of any experience level, age 15 and up, are invited to audition.
Auditions will take place Tuesday and Wednesday at 6:30 at Cultivate 712 on Austin. Visit InsightWaco.com for more details.
If you love to learn, I hope you have discovered MCC's Continuing Education Department. Each year they offer dozens of classes on every subject from gardening, music and dance, to photography, wines, computers, and fitness. They are holding an open house Tuesday. You are invited to come out and check out the wide variety of fun learning opportunities they have to offer. Meet instructors, register for classes, win prizes, and more. This is a free event and all are welcome.
Join in the fun from 5 to 6 on Tuesday at the Conference Center at MCC. And as usual, the Waco McLennan Libraries have all kinds of fun activities going on.
This Thursday, from 10:30 to 11:30, for example, parents of preschool-age kids are invited to South Waco Library to learn some great early literacy skills. It's a free event that will include songs, puppets, and finger plays, plus you'll learn how to take the learning home with you. There will also be time for playing, learning, and friendship building. South Waco Library is on South 18th Street. For more details on this and many, many other library events, visit the Waco Library's website and click on Calendar of Events.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for bringing us this week's events news here at Waco Public Radio. We appreciate all the hard work you do for Act Locally Waco.
Well, I appreciate you too, Kathy.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
And go out to West Fest and learn how to chicken dance.
Yes, and have kolaches.
And have some kolaches.
And
do some polka dancing.